Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
It's 8:43 and about 65 outside on our way to 84 today. Still beautiful to get out and enjoy this Saturday. Now, next Sunday, no dinner plans. After church, go pick up. Go through the drive-up. Get carry out for the 64th annual chicken dinner at Costa. Community Association's annual dinner there from the CCA, the Costa Catholic Association, right? Did I get it right? Jen Good, vice president, and also parent of a couple Costa kids, and Krista Wines is here. Her kids, both in Costa still too, right?
Yes.
Yes. My kid went to Costa for preschool, Emma Rose. Loved her time there, and but we've never attended a chicken dinner, so we know where dinner is next Sunday. Do we need to? Is there a certain time we need to come? We get that big window, so yeah. I bet 11 to 2, pretty busy after church hours. But don't worry about it being packed in there, because you're going to get a seat at any time you go, right, Jen?
Right, we're prepared, so anytime you can make it, we really appreciate it.
I feel like a well-oiled machine after that many years.
Lots of volunteers are making it happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk about, you guys mentioned, and I don't know if they'll be there, if they have a role. I hope they're just there enjoying it. But there are two teachers at Costa Catholic Academy with 50 years under their belt, still doing it every day, right?
Yes, correct. That is correct.
Yeah, Jen, do you want to talk about one of them?
Sure, Mrs. Hill, our science teacher. She's been there about 50 years, and she's a wonderful teacher. And you know, both my kids have had her and loved science. Of course, I'm biased because I'm also a science teacher. But Mrs. Hill does an amazing job for so many years at Costa. And then we have Miss Norton, who's also been at Costa for more than 50 years.
I think
it's maybe 53 years, if we're not 100% sure, but it's been...
Are we supposed to work that long?
Wonderful.
But you know what? I got a feeling these two ladies putting in 50 years, it's not work to them. That's love.
No, I think they do. I think they're very passionate about
that's
what they're
love.
Doing.
That's love. Yeah.
Especially, not just Miss Norton, both of them, but Miss Norton, I don't think that she'll ever stop doing it unless she absolutely can't. She, I think, really enjoys the kids. And she's the religion teacher there, and she does so much for the school.
I bet.
It's like a calling for her, I think.
Yeah.
She
writes personal notes and mails to students.
Yeah, and Nolan's gotten several notes in the mail from Miss Norton encouraging him or telling him he did a good job on something. And she just puts so much more into it than, you know, you would expect from it.
Krista, talk about that close-knit. You know, when your kids are there and you can reach out to a teacher, it's easy to do that. And the communication may be a lot better than a school with,
it is,
you know, 800 or 1,000.
Right. It is really easy. They are very good about keeping us in the loop on things. If you have any questions if there's anything going on, we had an experience where some homework was not getting turned in appropriately or on time, especially during the pandemic.
Mm.
And teachers reached out to me immediately and said, hey, this isn't like your student. Can you find out what's going on?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we talked and got everything under control.
We won't say his name, Lincoln or Harrison.
Yeah.
We will not say their names.
We won't say Lincoln's name at all.
On the radio. We will not do it. That's great,
but
though.
Yeah, it is. And not only that, but again, the encouragement. They are all very supportive and encouraging of the children, too. A lot of the teachers and their families will come to things that the kids do outside of the school. Lincoln's in performing arts. Many of them come and support the theater production every year because they know that there are Costa kids in it. And again, Miss Norton usually comes, and she always sends a note or a postcard or a card in the mail to Lincoln telling him, you know, what a nice job he did.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Not just for you, but that he sees that is at home, that the teacher he sees every day thinks that much of him.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
Jen, the enrichment that your kids have got from Costa over the years, how important is that to you?
It's very important. You know, Nolan has had it hasn't been the easiest thing for him. School is not the easiest thing for him, not his favorite thing. And just the support that he's had.
He's my kind of kid.
A small class. He only has like 10 or 11 classmates. And needing that extra attention a little bit because he struggles in school a little bit. has really been, you know, just huge for our family, and just giving him what he needs has been the best decision that we made for him, was to send him to Costa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Krista, do you see that the faith-based part of it, that's just in there, that's woven into Costa?
It is.
And do you see it in your boys growing up?
I do see it in my kids. My kids are very giving. They're also very caring. They go out of their way to help other people, like our neighbor who's elderly next door. They see their trash can out front every week. Harrison and Lincoln run over and grab the trash cans and or recycle bins, pull them in the back without even being asked. And I think that's part of what they're learning is, you know, doing for others, not just worrying about yourself.
And how wonderful, as parents, we slip up a lot and we beat ourselves up that we have at Costa teachers that, you know, pick up maybe some of the things we miss on, you know, and we're not good at showing our kids at. That's why we love our teachers so much, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things CCA does with their funds. We give bonuses to our teachers every year at Christmas time.
It's at Christmas time. We give them teacher bonuses. And we do appreciation week in May. A whole week we cater in lunch and pamper them because we appreciate what they do so much.
That's so awesome. We're going to talk more about that. Thanks for bringing it up, Jen Good and Krista Wines. Hal, this big chicken dinner, we'll wrap with that as we come back on Galesburg Live, the 64th annual chicken dinner and funds raised and where they're going to go in some very special places like you just heard. Jen Good and Krista Wines here with us this morning from the CCA. 8:49. Anticipate. You have a whole 7.5 days to anticipate that chicken dinner. So no fried chicken this week or grilled chicken. Just wait, and it's going to be so great next Sunday from 11 until 6. You can attend, or you can get carry out or drive up. More with Jen and Krista after this on Galesburg Live.
The wait is over, and the new Fords are